Vice President-elect Kamala Harris calls it a bold abuse of power. In an hour-long phone call over the weekend, President Trump asked Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to reverse the presidential election results.
All I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have.
The president sounds like he's asking for Georgia's election results to be invalidated, even though the state certified its results after several recounts. And Republicans are openly divided over GOP members who say they'll challenge the presidential election results later this week. Jessica Levinson, law professor at Loyola Law School, joins us for the latest on the legalities of what the president said. And Jessica, this sounds like the president is asking the Secretary of State to break the law. What federal law or laws did the president violate?
It certainly does sound like that, I think, because likely that's exactly what he's doing. So one of the federal laws that we're looking at here is essentially a law that says if it's a crime if any person knowingly and willfully tries to deprive or defraud the residents of a state, here Georgia, from a fair and impartially conducted election process. And here's kind of the kicker here, which is you do that by procuring, casting, or tabulating ballots that you know are materially false. And I think that might be the president's defense here, that he really believed these lies, that he didn't know that this was materially false.
Okay, I want to go into that a little bit more with you, but what about state law? On the call, White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told the Secretary of State to share private election data, which is protected by law, to help the White House make its case for the election results being fraudulent. And President Trump asks him to do this before Georgia's Senate runoff race, which is tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that we're also looking at potential state criminal liability here, particularly criminal solicitation to commit election fraud. And that's important because if the president, this is a big if the president decides for the first time in our country's history to try and self-pardon, that would only cover federal crimes. It wouldn't cover potential state criminal exposure.
Every legal expert who's spoken so far, though, is saying that it's likely that the president will not be prosecuted. Why is that?
Yeah, I know that I'm in the minority here, but I'm not sure I suspect that that's true. I know that the Biden administration has said that, which is exactly true, which is that it would be divisive, it would be wrenching to have a trial against the former president of the United States. On the other hand, if we are a country who cares about the rule of law, if this new administration cares about the rule of law, if state prosecutors care about the rule of law, then you don't look the other way for a potential criminal violation just because we're all politically exhausted, just because it would be wrenching. If you see a violation, then you take it to court. And so I'm not 100% convinced that we will not see charges brought up here.
Okay, you brought up involving the federal law violation, the possible violation, the president's recourse. But what legal recourse could he have if any charges were brought up against him?
Well, if charges are brought up against him, I think a big question will be, will he try and pardon himself? And then the initial question will be, is that pardon effective? Essentially, what would have to happen is he pardons himself. It includes everything dealing with this conversation. A federal prosecutor says, I'm bringing these charges. I think you tried to commit election fraud. The president uses the pardon as a defense. And then the prosecutor says, no, presidents can't self-pardon. It's not a defense. And that sets up a question as to whether or not the president could self-pardon. Another defense here would be, of course, that the president would say, no, I heard rumors, I heard people talking, I heard people say that there's plenty of voter fraud. Again, everything to the contrary. State judges, federal judges, the Department of Justice, the FBI all have said to the contrary. But if he says that and a prosecutor can't prove that the president had the requisite state of mind, that would be another defense for him here.
There's so much to unpack here. I have less than 30 seconds with you. What do you think should happen?
Well, I think what should happen is that prosecutors should say, could I bring this case against Citizen X? If the answer is yes, then they should bring it.
Jessica Levinson, law professor at Loyola Law School. Thank you.
Thank you.